The Corian Football Club podcast is kindly sponsored by the Lodge Hotel, famous for food, functions, and fantastic value.
Hey, welcome along once again to the Corian FC podcast. We're starting to crack on through the season now. I think that's the first round of fixtures more or less all completed, so we all have a fair idea of where our teams are at the moment. Just before we start, we'd just like to give Lodge Hotel, our sponsors, a little thank you, as we always do. And just remember, if you ever look in your morning fix, your coffee fix, if you like, they have a coffee bar, a relaxing and welcoming spot to catch up with friends, enjoy a cuppa, whatever your preference is, and a freshly baked scone. So Lodge Hotel coffee bar, open from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m, free car parking and a decent place for a catch up. So without further ado, Johnny McNabb, my co-host, is joining me this evening as ever. And Johnny, I see you put a tweet up earlier about our special guest tonight in the podcast saying they needed no introduction, but you're going to give him one anyway, I think.
Hey, why not? Hey, big scanner. Hey, you know, appearance fee. He was looking for me. Hey, to come on here. That's why it's taking so long. You know, we've been doing this for over 2 years, Damien. And I, Colin McHenry warned me. He's like, he drives a hard bargain. So, you know,
you pay for what you get. You know what I mean?
That's it. Indeed, you do. Well, as Johnny, you've said, big Skinner, Owen Bradley, special guest on our podcast tonight. And first of all, Owen, thanks for coming on. I'm glad you got your fee sorted out with Johnny there.
No problem.
As long as it's not coming out of my pocket, I don't care what happens between you two. So here, good to have you on. Obviously, you're not at Corian at present. You're playing down the country at Portadown. And just before we come on there, I had a quick look at the championship table, Skinner, and it's a pretty tight league, isn't it?
It is a competitive league, like, you know what I mean. We're up near the top, and but there's three or four teams there. It's like, I suppose Portadown's a big club, and they probably shouldn't be there. But they went down last year, and we signed a lot of players trying to get back up this year, and things have been going well. A couple of bad results, but all in all, we're not far away, you know. And we've won five in a row there. We lost one, and then we're back track last Sunday. So look, it's very similar to the Premier League. On any given day, any team could beat you. You know what I mean? But as I say, we've a good bunch of players there now, and then Cliffy and them doing a good job. So hopefully now, come into this time of year, you want to be getting the wee run and stuff. And hopefully we can keep stay at the top of the league and be there to be caught.
It is. Again, I had a quick look at the team and the squad. It's a queer squad. Niall's gathered up there. I mean, you look through the names, and there's a lot of proven Premier League players in that Portadown squad.
Well, there definitely is. I myself haven't been playing regular for them. I've come on near enough every game, but you know, I'm not happy enough. But I say I'm coming to later stages of my career, but it's just good to be around it. You know what I mean? As I say, we're a good squad, strong squad. I say people's probably, you're probably the big team of the league, supposedly. You know what I mean? And everybody raises their game against you, it makes the games that wee bit harder, but. Look, that's the game of games what we're playing on. But I say, as far as a club concerned, Portadown really shouldn't be in the championship. They're too big a club for that. And hopefully, at the end of this year, they'll be back in the Irish League. You know.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, you're obviously working with the newsletter. You get to different games across the leagues and different championship and Premiership and Premier League. Probably what Skinner is saying is right. Portadown, massive club in Irish League terms, given their history and everything else. And it's pretty clear, probably with the money that they have spent and the players that they've attracted in, that nothing less than promotion will do them this year.
Yeah, and obviously Niall Curry is a master of getting out of the championship as well. And obviously he's cracked it as well at Premier League, a couple of teams too. So, oh yeah, you've got Portadown squad, and they've big Eamon Fife there as well, obviously, with Skinner. And
he's alone yet.
He's alone, and also all our Irish League players, you know, with a lot of experience, like Gary Thompson and guys like that. So, yeah, no, they'll be looking to come back up. And as Skinner said, it's such a competitive league. You know, I think Portadown, was it maybe in August or September, they dropped a few points, but I think they've won a lot of their last winning games, and sure they're up near the top. So it's a tight league, and it probably only really takes shape after Christmas, really.
But anyway, it's not a Porter Down podcast. We're here more about Corian. Before week one, Skinner, like we're talking and we call you Owen and we call you Skinner. Can we ask you where the nickname comes from? Because it's probably something that people know that your nickname, but maybe don't know their origins.
When you was here, I've been calling it all my life, and I don't actually know why. I just mind being younger and people starting to call me Skinner. I don't actually know the reason for it, you know what I mean? And I just was out ever since I've been maybe 5 or 6 years of age, it's always stuck with me, and I don't actually know why. You have to ask my dad or something, you know what I mean? But I don't actually know why the name's Skinner, but here you have it. I've been calling it a lot worse, to be fair, but what do you know?
To be fair, I could imagine. As I say, we're here to talk all things Korean on this podcast. And I mean, you have had two spells at the club. I think I was looking there again earlier, 179 appearances, maybe 37 goals across the two spells. Am I right, Johnny? Would that be near?
Well, if you get it off the website, it must be right, Damien.
It must be. Right, we'll go back to the start, Skinner, because everybody knows you know, in your early days, primarily you were like Gaelic player. You played for Glenallan, your club, and in the county as well. But you only really came into soccer late on. I think it was 29 when you really sort of started playing football, which was
28. Well, 28 whenever it was Irish League. I played a wee bit of soccer, obviously, for Killary United and stuff whenever I was younger. But just because I was playing with Derry and that, there it was always what do you call it? It was always during the off season of Gaelic. You know what I mean? So only played maybe 7 or 8 games a year, maybe 10 or 15 games a year. You know what I mean? But I went there late. But like, hey, is there anything else? I didn't think it was going to last long. I was a more Gaelic player, but I enjoyed it that much and gone that well. End up staying. Stayed the first day I played for, I think maybe, but I stayed maybe it was September the end of the year, and then I went to Glenavon and then come back and say the second spell was probably that was the best and most successful. And it was good now. I mean, like, I miss it, to be fair now. It's a great club. I'm always down about it. Like, my son, he's doing the course down out there at the minute. So anytime I'm down, I'm in with Tommy or McCall or Murr or somebody. I'm out. You always see somebody there. So but look, at the end of the day, like football, everything you have to move on. And but say I'm still a big supporter. And I check the first result, I check every Saturday after every game's going in. You know what I mean? So no, it's just one of them things.
Were you surprised when you came into the Irish League at just how successful you become? Because I mean, I think you're 39 now, so that's 10 years you've been playing in the Irish League, and you started at 28, 29, which is pretty unusual, I would think, for football.
At the start, I didn't really. It's hard to explain. It started I just took it on, just off the cuff stuff, and then whenever really after the first maybe 10 or 15 games of Korea, that first season, I was on the team, signed Davey out there, and weren't really going that well. I went to Glavin, then I started really playing regular and get my confidence up. And then actually, I had a choice to make either going to Korea or going to back to the Gaelic, or what do you go back to the Gaelic or staying at the soccer? And I just decided to stay at the soccer, and I'm glad I did do that there, because we won an Irish Cup of Korea and won an Irish Cup of Glavin. I think I played in Europe maybe 6 or 7 years in a row. I went around all different countries, seen, you know what I mean? And who else done it, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I did do it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, like when you talk about that, I'm sure there must be times you had to pinch yourself. Excuse me, because with the greatest of respect, when you were playing for Kilray United, and as you say, you were just passing time with them really on the off season of the Gaelic, you would never have thought you were going to be going across Europe.
No, nobody expected. It was just more a social thing. You played the Saturday. You went for a lot of pints with your mates, and that's all it was. That's, you know, there was no real, and nobody took it serious. Well, you know, you understand, whenever you're playing, it's just...
Oh, I know, just, we've all played it,
you know what I mean? But it's just more of a drinking session after you, that's more of the crack, you know? But then once I get into the Irish League, I really started enjoying it, and I say just one thing just took off, and just kept getting... You know, like, I never claimed to be a good soccer player, never ever claimed to be a good soccer player, but I claimed to be a very effective one, you know what I mean? And that's the way Orban would see me, or even Gary, or any of the managers I've ever worked with. Like, I've done a job, and I got on well, team player, and it was maybe a bit hard work at times, but sure. I don't worry about that there. I really enjoyed the time there, and same. I'm really glad I've done it.
I mean, Johnny, you and I, we've watched Skinner since he started, and he's still playing now, obviously, but I think he hit the nail on the head himself. You know, with his greatest respect, he said maybe he wasn't the greatest football player, but he was damned effective in what he did, wasn't he?
Yeah, like I say that to everybody, he's the most probably effective player we've had.
Now, that's not exactly what you said, is it?
That's the most effective player that we've had. So, bump the ball up, and as well, I think probably the pitch at the time and all probably suited Skinner's game and Jamie and
Brad. You try to say the pitches don't suit me now, is that what you're trying to say?
Skinner, I'm just saying that.
That's why you were getting rid of me. The pitch doesn't sit.
Yeah, I'm just saying we play the year strength, son. And obviously Jamie and Brad and Big Darren McCauley and all them guys running off you and things like that. So, but yeah, look, obviously Skinner would have had a big role in terms of Jamie and that coming through and keeping his eye out on him. And same as Doogie, probably at the other end with the London.
I think at that time, I think the second stint when I came back, I think the biggest thing probably was the changing room. You know, some of the characters we had, even the left there, you know, we had a great changing room, and like I wasn't really like going to a football match. It was just and whether people like us or not, like that's probably maybe that's why most. If you look at all the successful teams, they all have a successful changing room and a very good changing room. You know what I mean? And people say, I'm not getting me wrong. Yes, you have to work hard. We worked hard as anybody. But if you have a good changing room and people like buying into each other, and people friendly each other, really close to each other, working hard for each other, doing for each other, then you'll have nothing. You know what I mean? And I think that's what we had in abundance. You know, and I think that showed in the field.
You did, and you worked hard and you played hard as a group again, because that's how strong the changing room was. That you all worked hard, but you also knew how to enjoy your success too, which is that's an important part in a team environment, isn't it?
It is. That's what I'm saying. That just doesn't come from me, or it comes from the players, or it comes from the management, it comes from the committee, it comes from the fans. Like everybody at that time, for them, maybe 7-8 years, I don't know what it's like now, but for them 7-8 years I was there, everybody's buying in, like, and no matter what we won that we got, we give it back in spades. And then, like, I remember whenever I signed the first time, like, there's maybe like 600 or 700 people there, and you know what I mean? You did, and then all of a sudden, yes, you're successful, more people will come, but everybody just kept coming and coming, everybody got more, and you seen more kids about, you seen more money involved, you seen everything, and then. Yeah, that builds, and it kept building and building and building. And I say we won Irish Cups and went to Europe. We were unlucky, and lucky didn't win the league, and we won League Cups. That's a very successful period, and I'm glad I was part of it, you know.
It was a great period, Johnny, wasn't it? And you look back, and as Owen says, won the Irish Cup, won the League Cup, and fell agonizingly close to winning the league. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. It's like 2017, 2018, 5 years ago, but it's crazy how things change and how many players from that time aren't at the club any longer.
Yeah, I think I'd actually argue it all started probably, I'm not just saying this because on the podcast that January when Skinner and Jackie signed and we went on that long unbeaten run and got the cup final. And remember Skinner decided to play 1-2 with a post.
That's right.
I remember that.
There was only one winner with that one, and then obviously we got the cup final, and look, I think we were like rabbits in the headlights, but we got into Europe, and then obviously the season after it, you know, I think any other team that finishes with that amount of points, well, I think won the last 5 or 6 leagues before that, so we sort of cursed. But then obviously win the Irish Cup, win the League Cup in Europe and things like that, and we sort of overachieved too, I thought. So yeah, and swings and roundabouts in new terms of the squad, I think, was it only probably Adam and London and Josh are maybe still there. We could be maybe forgetting an obvious one here or there, but there won't be too many left. But that's just football, dude. That's cycles. You know, teams have had about 10 managers in that space of time, never mind a whole new team. So, no, yeah, that team was, you just knew that Skinner and Jamie, you could pick that team now and Darren on one side and either Parky or Dooley on the other and Brad and Jack in the middle and London. And
yeah, I think a lot of that team and all the better things too. You mentioned Brad there. Brad played for Northern Ireland last night. Jackie, Jamie's now playing, you know, the Darren, you know, it's one of the things that does go in cycles. But I think compared to now there's a lot more money involved in this, you know, and like I'm not saying there wasn't money involved then, but like we were just a crowd of boys, like just from like look where I came from, and like James came, you know, you came from maybe the morning leagues and Gareth McConaughey and And that was just, I'm not saying that wasn't, that was nearly our style of play. As you say, Johnny, it was effective. You knock it up to me, and there wasn't much playing out from the back and getting it, you know what I mean? Where the whole, nearly the whole dimension of the Irish League's changed now compared to what it was 7, 8 years ago. You know what I mean? I think that's a lot to do with maybe the money coming on the better play. Well, I don't wear the better. I don't see them any better, but maybe fitter and maybe full-time players and stuff like that there, you know. And so the games all change, you know, and I suppose the league's changed and the clubs, every club's changed, I think.
I suppose that's sport in general, isn't it? Because every, as you said earlier, it's in the cycles, and football changes, and all sports change, and the dynamics and the rules and the way that the games are played. But I'm just thinking, when you look back, I mean, you've obviously played at various sports and levels for probably about 20 years. Losing that league, where does that disappointment, where would that rank in disappointments in your sporting career?
No, it definitely was, because Johnny said, like we were going, like, it's never been, you know, not in the Wimbledon, Korean one day, won the league 19, what was it, what year was it?
1974.
You know what I mean? And like, we won the Irish Cup, but you know, the league, you was here, I don't know, because I've never won one, but like, it's the romance of the Irish Cup nearly feels, I don't know if that could be topped. I don't know if won the league would top that there, but you know, way like a cup does really feel different than I don't know, as I say, I don't know what a league feels like. But for me, like, won that Irish Cup, maybe it's because I scored in that goal and all that there. Maybe I've topped that there. I don't know, you know, I don't know how a league could top it, you know. So maybe playing the Champions League, that'd be it.
That would be it. Like, you mentioned that goal, like, and that, I mean, even now, like, anybody, and every so often, it probably, like, for the same for you, Skinner, it comes up in Facebook memories, that Irish Cup, and your goal, I mean, where does that rank in your sporting career as well?
Because it's definitely up there. Yeah, I said, like, for on a personal level, it's definitely up there. It's one of, the guy won a championship with Lowell. Say we're only a wee small community, and like, that's my biggest sporting team ever. But personally, like, that their goal, like, as I say, like, coming from where I came from, not even wanting to play Irish League soccer, not wanting to, you know what I mean, came there, they fucking are they dinking the keeper and the Irish Cup final in front of 15,000 people, you know what I mean? Like, who else, you know, and like, I say, like, nobody else has done it. I'm really proud I did do it. And I say, it's funny, things come up my phone or the TV, if things saved there, you know, stuff like that there. And you watch it all the time and then, but the only thing is, them things don't last forever. But good memories.
The memories are good. And I would say as well, I'll put it to you as well, that there's few people that would have been able to do that, because you have confidence in your own ability and you've always had that. And some people might say it's an arrogance coming from Willer, it's in the Gaelic or the soccer or whatever, but it takes a special kind of person to do what you did for that. I don't know what you could hear, but I think Oran and the coaches were shouting to you to go to the corner. But obviously in your head and your belief was, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go. And
you see, like, the one thing I claim to be, well, maybe not now, but like, I'd be claimed to be fit as fit, if not fitter anybody physically, you know, with Gaelic and mentally, you know what I mean? And I always think to myself, like, see, remember I got a ball, like, I was going nowhere else because I knew whoever's coming behind me wasn't going to catch me, you know what I mean? So, and you only want a chance to be, you know, you might never get a chance again, so, you know, you might as well make a name for yourself. So, thank God I did. I can have went to the corner with nobody ever talking about it. You know what I mean?
But I tell you, that's the sliding door moment, isn't it? You could have gone to the corner, the Korean could have won 2-1 and big deal. But the way that it finished that match will forever be etched in anybody that was there, any Korean fans' memory forever. It was just drama personified.
No, it's good. As I say, it's like, as I say, but my memory forever. The family's there. Everybody, you know what I mean. And look, at the end of the day, nobody ever take it away from me. Say, the only thing, the problem is, in sport, there's the time waits for nobody. And at the end of the day, them, like I say, them things are never going to happen again. But they're great memories, and unfortunately, we just can't go on forever.
No, I mean, Johnny, what a day that was, and what a goal. And I mean, that's what Skinner was capable of doing, wasn't he?
That day was probably just more relief because we should have won the league, so we deserved the end up with a trophy. So, Skinner won't remember us because I think Skinner had won too many shandies that night. But
I remember
I had had money in a 2-1 and Skinnerov. F6 Skinner, I had money in a 2-1. I think you turned around and said your wife had 3-1.
No, her dad. Yeah, they had 3-1. That's right.
And then Skinner put his arm around me and goes, "Well, I'll get you a drink, and I." but listen. Those sort of things.
What do you do? You see, nearly from that there, see that whole day, I can nearly mind from that, like, from 2 or 3 days before that, us chin, I mean, being Windsor Park, up big, the doors, you walk on the door, I don't know why it's me, but I was the figure hit, you know, me down one side of the door, and just things still up on Snapchat. I mean, like that whole week nearly leading up to everything that happened today, the morning, you know what I mean? And there's things I don't remember, but just whatever happened that whole day, I just remember everything and say it's great, you know what I mean? To say them things there, like, some people's never experienced them things, and I'm lucky enough to experience them Gaelic and soccer time and time over. So I say I'm very lucky in that aspect.
And that's the essence of sport too, isn't it? Because, you know, that people can never take that away from that group of players that you shared that changing room with in Korea. And likewise, with your club, Glenallan, winning the championship, those are things that will last forever, even when you're 50, 60. And you're maybe still playing, who knows? But those things can never be taken away from you as a group, which is important.
No, it is important. I say that's why you play the sport. That's why people play soccer, play Gaelic, and play rugby, and play whatever you play. You try to get to the top, the best of your ability. You know what I mean? You try and at the end of the day, I've been very lucky. I've had some of the best sporting moments anybody ever wished for. Played in the biggest stadium, played Croke Park, played across Europe, played everywhere. You know what I mean? Anywhere I've been to Australia, I've flew to Australia to play Gaelic, I've flew to America to play Gaelic, you know what I mean? My family's been flew to America to play Gaelic, or along with me, you know, we've got holidays, we've got everything. Like, I'm very, very lucky that way, but there's been plenty of downside to it, you know, it's not all, you know what I mean? Like, I've broke my leg, I've broke my ribs, I've fractured, you know what I mean? And but at the end of the day, but would you change it? No, would you do it all again 10 times over? You know what I mean?
That's what I was going to say, would you change it? One thing, I was speaking to somebody one day, and I think they were from Glenallan, and we were just chatting and just chatting about football and yourself, and they were just saying that you're the kind of person that any could turn his hand to any sport and be successful at it. Do you ever think, if I know that the Gaelic, because you were brought up in your family and your background is in the Gaelic, but do you ever maybe wish that you had a chance at football earlier and maybe think what might have been?
I do. I mean, remember Gavin Gary said to do anything in the paper saying if it had got me when I was 18 or something. But like, the end of the day, if that had happened, you don't know what would have happened. The way things were over in England, we, you know, full time, right? The money, she got those right. I mean, you just don't know. But you don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I'm very lucky. As I say, I'm lucky. I've made more mistakes than anybody. But at the same time, like, some of the stuff I've done and seen the whole world and got to see and got to play in places people will never get to play. And as I say, there has been, of course, I've made mistakes and regrets, but at the end of the day, that's the whole part of growing up in life. Nobody's perfect. And look, there's no point in me. Yes, of course, I would love, like, I've seen boys in the Irish League and I played against them, and these boys are playing across the water, and you're saying to yourself, oh my God, you know what I mean? Some of the defenders try marking and stuff, and you're just throwing them out of the road and stuff, and you're saying, this boy's played across the water, stuff like that there. But maybe as far as technical ability, maybe wouldn't have got that far. But look, at the end of the day, I love the chance. But sure, what do you do?
But it's like, I always believe what's for you is for you, that type of thing.
I'd see him.
Yeah, you know. But we were just talking there, and you mentioned earlier, in passing, Johnny, Brad Lyons, Skinner mentioned them there. We were just talking about Owen maybe playing across water. Obviously, Brad is at the moment. We must mention him again. What a career he's having. I mean, making his debut for Northern Ireland on Tuesday night, and played very well, and looks like hopefully it could be the first of many for him, Johnny.
Yeah, and obviously we had him on here maybe about 6 months ago after he signed the new deal with Kilmarnock, and I asked him about playing for Northern Ireland. He said it was his lifelong dream and the pinnacle, and he's done that now. And funny was that we were interviewing him last night, and he just said, "Now that's the first of many, hopefully." So no, he's a good lad, and obviously there's nobody, and there's, you know, there's nobody probably more delighted for him than his whole family and people like that and everyone around the club.
Funny, you say there, Bradley's a good lad. I've always said, like, there's him and PK, and I've always said that the two of them are very, very similar in attitude and, like, not quiet, but they're, you know, you just know there's just there's something different coming through. They listen. I'm not saying young boys don't listen, but you know yourself, the different generation of people now, if you say something to a young boy, they nearly take offense to it. Rather, usually if you, whenever Brad was playing, if you said, like, I'm not saying shout at him, or, but if you, you know, if you tell him, you said something, do you, if you said, if some of the coaches say something to young players, they just like totally go under their shell, or they take it, they nearly turn it against you. But see, if like Brad or like them last few years, never act like PK, same thing mentality. They just took it on board. Listen, get on with it, and there was no hassle. And like hard work, and if you done something wrong, they just went and try and worked on that there. And that's why they're playing when they're playing. You know what I mean? Whereas there's other players maybe with more ability, and that's why I always say about me, the people with more ability, and where are they playing? They're not playing now because they can't hang it, and they won't let, you know what I mean? And that's fair play to them, you know, fair play to Brad. I'm glad for them.
Could you see that in the legs of Brad there, for example?
Oh, you could. I always said it whenever I was there. He wanted to learn, he wanted to listen. And many players do you see, young players, who think they've made it whenever they're 16, 17. I'm not just talking about soccer, I can talk about Gilly too. And you can't tell them what to do. They just look at you as if, you know what I mean? They're really trying to help them, but they think you're not. They really think you're trying to work against you. But they're not like that. They just do, take it on board. And, you know what I mean? And that's why he's making his debut for Northern Ireland last week. He's playing professionally.
Do we think PK he could follow in Brad's footsteps?
I think he will. I think it's the same mentality and same sort of way about him. You know, he did a lot of luck too with injuries and stuff like that there. But hopefully Corey have a few more like them, you know, coming through.
It's mad, Johnny, when you look, Brad, PK, you know, Sam McLellan, all come from Corey and all playing Northern Ireland. It's testament, I suppose, to the club and to the work that goes on with the coaching staff and the management there as well. There are able to sort of produce players that are of that quality.
Yeah, of course it is. And, you know, obviously there's a few others. I think Lennon played underage for Northern Ireland as well. And there's a few other, I think obviously Jamie McGonigal played underage for Northern Ireland too. So, no, yeah, obviously I think there's a wee fellow Matthew Burns now in the 16s. I think he's playing for Northern Ireland as well. So, yeah, and you've Alfie Gaston, a load of young boys that started at the World Cup. So, no, yeah, look, I think there's definitely a good young players coming through, and it's playing for Northern Ireland's at the highest level they can get to. And you know, Sam's obviously earned his first cap, Brad's there, and PK's hopefully soon to be there. And I think if we play for Northern Ireland, I think we're going to get a nice bonus. So I'm sure Colin and everyone's wishing them to hurry up. But no, look, that chance will come. And I think he played the two friendlies or the two qualifiers there for the 21. So I'm sure it won't be long, as Skinner said.
That's at that one end of the scale. But what about you, Skinner? You're 39. I think, is it 40 in December? You are. I mean, is it just a case that you just keep going and do you make long term plans or do you just see how it goes?
To be honest, this year I was going to play for maybe Kilkenny this year. And then it's actually Oren sent me a message. Yeah, no, the way the offers. It's just I was busy with work and I was concentrating more on the Gaelic, say we're in the championship final next week, and then no one texted me and he just said to me about Niall. I was chatting to Niall, and then I liked talking to Niall. Just the first time I spoke to him, I liked the way he said, I liked the way he signed, and I say I haven't been to be 100% honest with you, I haven't given it my full 100% commitment yet because I'm still stuck on the Gaelic. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I still enjoy being. I really love being there, and that's probably why I'm not starting. I don't expect to be starting because I kind of mix between the two. Sorry, never you're. You know, whenever you're maybe 10 years ago, whenever you're flying fit, but there's young boys there. As he says, like, we have like Paul McElroy, Eamon Fife, Ryan Maisie, you know, just three or four of the bit. They're all Irish league strikers, you know what I mean? Championship strikers. So, but I'm happy enough. But look, I've got his contract at the end of the year, but I say, like, you get sore now after every game and you're getting that wee bit. But look, I don't mean no plans. I wouldn't mind doing a wee bit of coaching or some bit of coaching or managing or something out there, you know. Like, I'd like to definitely extend the game some way, you know what I mean? So I play it for years, but I'd say I'll definitely play for like security and edit that there, maybe be carrying my son that there, maybe for another year or two. Anyway, definitely, you know what I mean? You're a long time retired too.
Indeed you are. Just talking about Niall, because Niall, like, we would talk to Niall after games, he always comes across well, as does Oren. Obviously we work closely with Oren. Gary Hamilton was another. And you and Gary were good mates, and obviously Gary's out of a job with Glenavon. I mean, I'm sure you were disappointed that end it for him the way it did.
But it just shows you football. Like, but the job that Gary done, and it's very similar. He's like, Orm, Dave Corian probably had more revenue and money and stuff to spend than like Glam one. But like Gary and Orm took the club from like there to up to there. And he won two of the Irish Cups, whatever it was. I won one of them. And like just because he's been playing like with his budget, he's been playing there 7 or 8 years. His best player has been signed nearly every single year. He's got Europe a couple of years, and yet and all, I wouldn't call it a bad season, but you get a bad run of results, and people are not expecting you. And they say the league's moved on, the league's meant to a higher level, and then you just lost your job. Like, it's not, well, look, as I'm not here to, in my opinion, I don't think it's fair. Like, but at the end of the day, look, it's a results business, and but what can you do, you know?
And manager,
it happens.
It is. It's a tough job, isn't it? Being a manager, but you've been fortunate. You played for some good ones, as I said. You got Niall at the moment. You got Gary and Orm, and like Orm would have been a big part of your career too, obviously, wouldn't he?
Oh, that's to say, Orm is a massive part of it. You know what I mean? I say not just as a manager, but as a friend. Like, Orm, that's why he knew me better than anybody. He knew how to work me. He knew me. You know what I mean? So he did. Like, and he first to tell you, I was never the best. Like, and I'm saying training, I'm not talking about running or fitness. I wasn't like technically, see, like games and stuff. I was one of the worst players. You know, I was always giving the bib. I was always the flubber and stuff like that there, which I was happy enough with. But he knew I'd done it on a Saturday, so it didn't matter. You know what I mean? He knew your eyes affected on a Saturday, and like other managers wouldn't let you. Like, people didn't understand that there, and like, and that's why he showed me that confidence. So that's why I done anything for him. You know what I mean? And tried that extra bit harder for him. I think that's why we were so successful, because whenever you get the backing from like the likes of that there, someone out there, then you give it back in spades, you know, and the pitch, and I think that's probably why we are successful.
You don't probably get to see Corian much now, do you? But
I see the games on. Look, as I say, it's a totally different game now. It's more possession based now and playing out, and like you was here. Team like the championships, there's games there you play, and you say to yourself, I'm glad I'm not playing, because like you're trying to play, and half doesn't sit the way I like playing, you know what I mean? But it's all, as I say, it's all changed. But not only is it some good results, some bad results, but at the end of the day, will he get a couple of bad results? People's calling for his head, will he get a better manager on Kearney? I don't think so. And anybody that thinks they are, I don't know what they're thinking about, but anyway, that's just my personal opinion. But I don't even think it should come into the conversation anyway after the job he's done. You know what I mean? But as they, this football's a results business, and like fans, no matter what fans, the best fans in the world, if you're not winning, that's, you know yourself.
They're brave and fickle, aren't they?
They're fickle. You know what I mean? You know.
Well, what was it like for you? Because obviously you play the Gaelic, obviously, and all outside Garve, people who maybe don't know, and you live, I think, in Corrie. And obviously, Korean Football Club, there's a big Garve and Corrie supporters club. I mean, I'm sure they like you would have got on well with them, because you all talk the same language. Like,
we're the only ones who understand each other.
I know.
But no, look, I'd say I was lucky enough. We didn't really have any real bad times. To say, whenever I come into the club, I think Johnny was right there. I think Lord maybe lost 8 or 9 games in a row. And me and Jack won that there. But we went on a great run that January, but I don't think apart from that there, we had no real bad, with a couple of bad results, and a couple of times, but like, we always come out of it, you know. And I say it's pretty hard. It's bound to be hard for a manager. There's a lot of pressure on it, and like, but what I think if the fans, I know it's hard for fans, but if they give the reaction, like, and it goes on the manager, and if the manager feels pressure, then I think that goes down onto the players too. I think everything filters down, you know what I mean? But say it's very tough. But look, Corrie will be all right. I say, hopefully now this pitch and all this new development goes through, and hopefully maybe we could go full time. And look, you want to know where it'd be, you know. You look at Larne and look at Glentoran, and we don't have like Glentoran, but Lumfield, and you know, teams like that there, you know, you want, they come up there winning leagues, and that's what you ought to be doing if they get the money invested into them, you know.
It is. It's tough, Johnny, isn't it? I mean, you're only what, a game or two away from a crisis, really, in football at the moment, and that's whether it's Corrie, whether it's Glentoran, whether it's Man United across the water or whatever it is, you're never far from a crisis, and it's always the manager that probably gets it, doesn't it?
100%. And you know, some of the comments just make me laugh and giggle. And I think as well, you know, like I think a lot of fans maybe forget as well the time that we were going well. There was no Larne in the league. No teams were full time. Glentoran weren't as strong as they were either. So, you know, those teams have obviously got full time investment now and have all just sort of kicked on. And that's probably why we're in the position where we are in terms of accepting investment ourselves. And there's only so many times Oran can probably perform miracles with the players that he has. And, you know, some guys are working on a building site all day and them boys are, you know, full time. You know, it's not excuses or anything like that. It's just reality of how it is. So,
I mean, it's gonna. I think you're in the building trade yourself, Plaster, and that. I mean, Johnny makes that point there. Like, say, for example, when you were playing with Corian and maybe there was a Friday night game or a Monday night game, how hard was it finishing maybe a day's work and then going and play a match in the evening?
He's 100% right. The Friday night, or if you're playing the Friday night, not maybe away in Uri or somewhere like that there, you're finishing at 2 o'clock, getting home, getting showered, change, stay up the road, driving 2.5 hours up the road, eating in the car on the way up, you know what I mean? Stuff like that there, and people don't realise that there. People think, and that's why the Irish League is so unpredictable. Because even yet, you could see like, Glentoran today, not lost a couple of games against like Loch, you know, although they're all full time, but they've just said, you could go in there, your boys coming in from like, maybe work, and even it might only be a school job, but you're still coming in, you're on your feet all day, you're coming in, you're getting something to eat. I know all players are playing to the same power, but it's just a difficult thing, you know what I mean? And as I say, if Corian didn't get the full time, I would hope it would help them, you know, and see, it's just like, as Johnny says, some of the things that people say now and people, like, it's just stupid. Like, but like, the end of the day, you're never going to change anybody's opinion. Everybody's entitled their own opinion, but like, the end of the day, you have to be realistic too. You know,
you do. Like as you say, if you're away in Uri, say you're away in Uri on a Monday night, you don't get back home at 12:30. You're up the next morning to go to work. It's like
that's what I'm saying. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't change. I love it. You wouldn't change it for the world. But yes, people just have to be realist sometimes and just, you know what I mean? Certain demands, you just can't, you know what I mean? So
it's not easy. But, well, here, I'm just looking ahead. This weekend, Corian play Ballymena, Skinner and the Derby. Those were games that you loved, weren't they?
Funny, I missed call more than the other night. I think it must be luck when they do bench on Saturday there. I always score against Ballymena. Like, No, I love playing against Ballymena. Well, apart from a couple of days, I get sent off once a bit. But look, I have a great record against them. But hey, you know what you're going to get? The two sets of fans hit each other. Like I say, them are the games I really love playing. And you know what I mean? You always knew you were going to get a bit of stick and a bit of needle. And you know what I mean? That's why you want to play the games. But I say, of course, like Jim's hard enough to start with Ballymena. But like if Corian play the way they play, they should beat Ballymena. But at the end of the day, look, a derby, underdog, you know yourself. Many times we were an underdog at the start against Ballymena and we turned them over. So you can never be too complacent. But it should be a good game now, to be fair.
That's you've got plenty of good friends up there as well, haven't you? We gym manager. You and him used to get on brave and well.
I don't know about that now. They'll not be giving any free tickets, anyway, but like that.
I mean, Johnny, I think we're laughing there, but like Skinner loved scoring against Ballymena. I think the first time even he played for Corian against Ballymena, I think he maybe scored a great goal up there, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think it was his first goal. I think he just rolled the boy and just poked around them.
I scored a few habits against him too, definitely, two or three, I think, but no, I always like playing against him now, but she knew. Hey, it's still not easy on Saturday now. Whenever a team's nearly going bad, and a team's go, you know what I mean? That's the time that you especially in a derby, you just need to watch yourself, you know?
Yeah, no, I'd agree with you. I think it's a very, it's a potential banana skin because everyone will look at it thinking they've lost their last two or three. And I think Colin Coates is a big loss for them, though. I think just leadership and everything that he brings, obviously. But sure, the way you also have to look at it, I'll give somebody else a chance and they'll know that they have to step up to the plate too. So, yeah, no, I think it'll be a tight enough game for them.
You know, Colin Coates, that was another one. Skinner, you and him had great battles over the years too.
Yeah, we did. Coates, you know, it's only he nearly come near the end, and you be chatting to him more. You know, whenever like a guy's my friend, he's my friend. There's no chatting. You just, you know, but like, yeah, whenever you come near the end, and you just, Jesus, you big man, it's a totally different way of going on. You know what I mean? Like we were playing, he wasn't we were playing last Saturday, not last Saturday, not like we played something Saturday before. Jamie McGovern was playing, he's centre half, and I come on, And he goes to me, Jesus Christ, Mike Mahan. He says, I thought I got rid of you. I dropped out. He says, now you're here. You know, I mean, the first couple of balls, when I just banged him, you know, but it was good crack, you know what I mean? You respect that there, nothing to say.
Yeah.
Whenever you're playing them boys 10 years ago, there was no, you know, it was nothing given, no quarter given, but no.
But that's the way it should be, isn't it?
That's the way it should be.
As you say, you're getting towards the end of your careers, and there's that mutual respect now between you, isn't there?
That's it. Like, whenever you're playing, whenever you're back in, whenever we were going full tilt, you didn't want anything. You didn't. You worked for. You got for. You worked for. You know, and I think that's why we were successful. But now, you've, as you say, a wee bit of mutual respect. Like, you're both coming in here. You realize that just back there, you're a wild man too. Look, you just get on with it. But see, that's why you let you enjoy the sport now. And yes, like I nearly enjoy it now more than I do. Live back then, because you're coming near the end, you don't know when the end's going to be, and you just like, it's just get out there every week and you just smile in your face, and like, you know, and
you appreciate it more, probably.
You appreciate it more, yeah,
and still have the odd beer after the games, too.
Oh, that's plenty of them, don't worry about that.
But Johnny, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Because sometimes, yes, we all take sport seriously, we take our football seriously, but you know. Well, Skinner sounds right too. You know, he goes out there and he tries to play, maybe with a smile on his face, and appreciates it for what it is, has a beer afterwards and stuff. And, you know, that's what it's about too, isn't it? You know, it's hard when you don't win, and it's shit when you lose and all the rest. But at the end of the day, it's sport, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah, it is. And obviously, look, Skinner, you know, peak of his powers probably, well, mid-30s when he's leading the line for Korea, and he's probably in the championship and playing against boys that he played and the rough and tumble of it maybe 5-6 years ago, and there's a lot of respect throughout the years. So yeah, no, I can understand where he's coming from, and at the same time, I'm sure he'll be looking to get poured down back up, and that'll be his next challenge. And obviously, look, I think it's obviously we spoke at the start of the show there. It's tight enough now, up there, and they'll be hoping now just to get themselves in a good position to get back up.
I'm just looking there. A couple of big games this weekend, and there's a big one on Friday night. Cliftonville at home to Linfield. I mean, Skinner, that's by anybody's standard, that's a huge game, and particularly this season, the way the two of them have started.
I watched them. I can't remember, was it a Tuesday night game? It could maybe been a cup, one of them league cup. It wasn't a league game. I think it was a league game, but Cliftonville or Linfield beat them 2 or 3-1. I think Joel Cooper removed his man of the match. Remember what it was? And I watched that game that night. Whatever night it was, anyway, and I watched the game, an English Premier League game on the Friday night or something. And the Irish League game was 10 times the game that I watched, passing everything, the movement, how quick the game was and everything. And then a game I watched the Friday night, and I said, I think it was maybe Luton or somebody like that there. And people were saying about the Irish League, you know what I mean? Like the standards, I say the standards went way up, you know what I mean? The Irish League's definitely, the standards went big time. And I say, like that game there on Friday night, it could go anyway. It was both going well. Linfield's going well, Cumberland's going well. And like I say, a North Derby, but. As far as what way it'll go, I don't really know. I'd be honest with you, I'd watch the games if they're on, but the result I'd really check would be Koreans, because they played there. Maybe an odd time Glavin, so know a few of your boys there, you know, and that, yeah.
Naturally enough. I mean, Johnny, you may be at that game at Solitude on Friday night with your work. It's a massive game in terms of the league, isn't it? I mean, two teams both in form, and Ben Wilson, obviously, Cliftonville have got a man in form, and obviously came through the ranks at Korean too, which hurts somewhat.
Yeah, it seems like a dagger every time he scores. And now he's flying, obviously. Yeah, that'll be a good game. I think I watched that, or I was at a match, but the match that Skinner watched as well, I've heard people saying as well that was a really good game of football.
I watched it. It was good.
I think I was away somewhere. Or at another match, but that has all the makings of a good game. Obviously, Cliftonville, good home record. Linfield have started really, really well. So I'd say every other top team would be hoping for a high scoring draw or something, and a few red cards here and there. But that'll be a good watch, I think. That could go anyway. You wouldn't be surprised if what a score rank might come out of that one.
And who's Portadown got this weekend, Skinner?
We have got Harlan Wolf on Saturday. So that'd be another tough one. But let's say, look, there's four or five teams there who won that their championship definitely now. And let's say, but if we get five in a row there, and then we lost with a bad result, and then we got back on track there last week. But See, now you'd be a good time with Johnny Shiz. Now, between now and around Christmas time, is always a good time to get a good run. And if you get maybe 7 or 8 victories, you could maybe find yourself, you could find yourself maybe 7, 6, or 7, 6, 8 points clear. And then, like, as I say, look, at the end of the day, the main thing is get back up to the Irish League next year, you know. And
that'd be a good way for you to buy out. Win the league, we pour it out, and then
the league and won the league, and then go to Cray and edit. That's me overnight.
And then you'll not have to worry about it. What about the young fella, Cahir? You talked about him there. He's a footballer.
He was doing with Corey and I. He's over 20s, and then he made a couple of pre-season appearances for the seniors. He made us for Orm, but he's doing that course down there. But he's playing the Gaelic there too, and then he's trying to mix and match. And like, see, it's all right whenever I done it, because I was fit to do it. But like at that age there now, he's starting off his career. You can't do that there. You know what I mean? You have to pick. It's very hard, you know. And I understand where he's coming from. It's like at the start of the season there, the under 20s, there was a lot of the seniors were playing. McCoy and the big squad. There was a lot of seniors. You're playing 4 or 5 seniors every Monday night there, and there wasn't any game time. So we went back to his wee local team, Kilray, there, and he's playing very well. To be fair, watching there with a lot of Saturdays, and he's scoring goals, and he's playing regular football. And at that age, I should tell him, at that age, you need to be playing regular football anyway. There's no point in going down there and sitting on the bench and not playing. You know, so at least he's enjoying it. And look, if it happens, if he comes about and he gets back down, and he has to take his chance. And as I say, like, I many a time, like I say, James, myself, you're playing that Korean District League and you're banging in the goals, there'll be somebody come and look at you. And if you get your chance, you have to take it. So if you want to get your chance, you have to take it. You always get it, you know.
Do you think the days of players, dual players playing soccer and Gaelic, those days are finished? Because I think it's finished.
Definitely, I think. The league's moving too fast. The league's getting a lot better. Like, I'd be honest with you, like, even there, like, I was training last night there, the Gaelic, I trained Monday night, the Gaelic, training last night, training the night there, the Gaelic. If you go and pour down tomorrow night, you can train the Gaelic Friday night, you've soccer Saturday, you know what I mean? Then Gaelic Sunday. We're training nearly 3 or 4 times a week there with the Gaelic at the moment because we're in the championship final, but and then you're trying to squeeze and pour down. But and we don't have a really tough training session the other night, and then tomorrow night, yes, only about sharp stuff. Then Friday night you'll be doing more short search. Like, I'm coming 40, like, it's a tough one, you know what I mean? And like, really now I would nearly find, like, if I after a good session, I really need a couple of days. Your recovery is nearly more important than our training. It's just keep yourself a wee bit of nick, you know what I mean? But no, I think the day of the duo players definitely finished. And don't think I'd say over the next, like, sure, Big Fitz, he used to play the Gaelic, he's moved to Linfield, finished, you know what I mean? Look, very, maybe down championship level, down that level, but as far as Irish League goes, I can't see it. I'd say I'd maybe be the last at that. You know, I can't even know if I don't even know if anybody on it there is doing it. You know what I mean? So
I can't think of anybody.
I think it's only fair too. You say the league's moving on. The league, you know, it's going to be more full time teams, and it's getting very professional. And it's getting a lot faster paced, but very quicker, and it's a better standard. So at the end of the day, it's not. It wouldn't work. And the Gaelic season too. The Gaelic season, Jesus, to be a Gaelic player now, you have to nearly full time too. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Johnny, what Skinner's saying is true. Like, Matthew Fitzpatrick was one. There's others. It is probably getting to the stage with the league, by the nature of it and the professionalism, the days of players being able to play a different sport, those days are probably gone, aren't they?
Yeah, unless obviously it's. Probably at a higher level, I'd say, yeah. Like, obviously, Fitzy would have had to give up the Gaelic and obviously his teaching to go full time.
Definitely, yeah.
I probably would have said it maybe playing at Glenavon as well because it was part time. But I think definitely for a full time setup, I think those days are, unless you're an exceptional, like out of this world sort of thing.
And you're, I'm too old for that crack now. So.
And you're in your Benjamin Button there, like Skinner, you know.
20 years ago, maybe, but. Not anymore.
No, definitely not. No, not the way I feel now at the moment. I don't know how I can tell you.
And obviously, like in the Gaelic as well, you play for the club and you play for Derry. I got to ask you when you're on here, the appointment of Mickey Hart. Obviously, everybody's got their opinions. He, former Tyrone Gaelic manager, led Tyrone to 3 All-Irelands, and has now taken over arch rivals Derry. What's your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you is, if he wins an All-Ireland with Derry, I'll be forgiven. I'll just leave it at that there, you know what I mean? Whenever we used to play against him, there was no, I tell you one thing, he didn't like Derry anyway, he didn't like me, so. But no, look, Mickey's the best, he's as good as you're going to get out there. And look, Derry's not far away, so hopefully he's the man who can bring them over the line and get them an All-Ireland that they hopefully deserve and hopefully they get, you know, so.
It is. It's. It has been talked about, like Alex Ferguson leaving Man United to go to Liverpool, Johnny, just to sort of give it some relevant, some relevance.
I mean, it's like Johnny. It's like Johnny supporting Celtic. That's just as it. You know, what I mean? Never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Correct.
Johnny, just we're talking about Rangers there. What's your thought? We're talking managers here. The new Rangers boss. What's your thoughts?
God love him, hey. Aye, listen, he's probably got a clean slate, really. There's 7 points behind Celtic. I think you really need them to blow up already. You know, so he's in the League Cup semi-final, so he'll be expected to win that and try and get near Celtic. And just the recruitment in the summer just wasn't good enough. They spent, was it 20 million or 14, 15 million or something, got worse somehow. So, the recruitment, and they need somebody. There's a story there coming out that they're after the head of recruitment from Brighton. Be their technical director. So obviously their recruitment has been very, very good. But again, I think if I was at Brighton,
a bit ambitious trying to get him, is it?
Yeah, it is. But I think it's to be like an overall technical director role rather than just head of recruitment. But then I think it's been denied as well. So yeah, it's one of the things. It just needs to win the League Cup. Get
closer. Well, I was going to say he's maybe in the fortunate enough position where within a short space of time, he could maybe win a trophy because Celtic aren't in the League Cup. With the greatest of respect to the teams that are left in it, he could be in the job a couple of months and win a trophy, which won't do him any harm with supporters, will it?
No, it won't. But obviously, you know what football fans are like. We've spoken about them. He always has a free reign for a couple of weeks, and sure as soon as he loses his first game.
I mean, if he doesn't win the cup, then he'll be in some baller.
Exactly. That is exactly.
That's the other side of it.
Yeah.
Which could happen. I don't know. Who did they play in it? In the semis? Who did they play?
I think it's Hearts.
Hearts. That's not a gimme, probably, is it? So, as Skinner says, if he doesn't win that cup, he's immediately under pressure, isn't he?
Yeah, say, but it's mad too. Like, so, you know, you come into a job and you don't get results straight away. It's a results business now. And I mean, nearly no matter what level you're at, and if you just people say you sign these years contracts, 2 years contracts, it doesn't matter. If you lost five or six games, you're away again. That's just, unfortunately, that's the way football is.
It's cutthroat high, isn't it? You'd be well out of it when you're finished, don't you, Scar? But you're going to go back into coaching management, so there you are.
Managing.
You're just talking about it, and then you ask Jimmy, "Going to go into it?"
Skinner's going to be in the touchline. Somebody's going to score a last minute winner, and he's going to run down the pitch like Warren Kearney did for his goal. It's going to be a recreation.
Going to run faster, no.
Say nothing. He's an old man, so like that's a difference. Like so,
we have nearly the one age. He's not much older than me, to be fair.
He's probably not, is he?
I think Warren's 44, is he?
Is he even 44?
There you go.
I have no idea.
Better not say no.
He's getting a bit grey. To be fair, like.
Well, you said it, not me.
Oh well. Sure. I'll say no more. Right. Yeah. Here, Skinner. Good to have you on. I'm sure you're wrecked. How have you been doing all that training?
I'm only a lot. Hey, it is. No, enjoying it. There, it's good. Very fond of people. I say I still support the club, and I'm very still keeping contact with a lot of people around the club, and the players not there. And I always keep an eye on the results, and hopefully do well this year. Now I'll be down at some of the games. I haven't actually with the Gaelic and me playing the Gaelic and the soccer there at the moment. I'll be down, but I'm saying now after the Gaelic's over, I'll definitely be down before Christmas. Not there, I'll be down to two or three of the games. You know, if some Saturdays were off. You know, and I'll call it a pint now there.
Well, we'll definitely do that. We'll get Johnny to buy you a pint or two. Like he's got the money. He's the man with the money.
I'll get a cross community grant for that.
Get Colin McHenry to dig deep into his pockets. But I mean, Johnny Skinner. I mean, over the two periods of Corian, a great player for Corian and a bit of a cult hero as well. Real fans' favorite, wasn't he? Over his time and speaks volumes for him that you know he was such a fans' favorite.
Yeah, he's a character, and I think, you know, we spoke about this, I think, maybe me and you or somebody else the other week there, that it seems to be there's not as many characters in Irish League anymore. Maybe it's could be wrong in saying that, and obviously Skinner was a character, and obviously him against Coetzee and all the battles, and Jim Irvine and all that, and all the different, you know, things like that, and yeah, look, he missed that, and stuff like that, and obviously, look, time moves on, and had two spells with Corey, and he won a few trophies and played in Europe and everything else. And I'm sure when Skinner was offered that before he signed it for the first time, he'd have taken that as well. So he played for Glenavon as well. He were good them. So no, listen, I think just I think we'll do it for Skinner. And yeah, who knows? I think, you know, I don't know if Skinner could have played football earlier, but again, he's mentioned that he's been in Australia, been in America, and done other things that he wanted to do. So some career over two sports. And not many people as well. Like, that's the only thing I look at. Like, not many people have the success in two sports that Skinner had, you know.
Well, no, particularly starting your second one at 28, 29.
It's a very special feat. So it is. I think it's sort of probably something that's probably maybe isn't as highlighted as much. Maybe I could be totally wrong, but I think to have such success in two sports takes a lot of dedication and discipline. Everyone jokes around with Skinner and Skinner and stuff, but you know, you have to be dedicated over two sports.
that's a good point there, because Skinner, like, you always have a good laugh about things, and you're always good, and you have a smile on your face and stuff, and people think, Skinner's. But Johnny's hit the nail on the head there. You don't play sport at a high level for 20 years without being hardworking and dedicated.
The amount of people actually annoys me. But it doesn't annoy me now. It used to annoy me when people say, the amount of people I've heard from Gaelic backgrounds, not as much soccer, but people from the Gaelic background, he doesn't train. I'm playing Gaelic football at senior level 25 years, just the 25th season. I'm playing Irish League football 10 or 11 years, but I don't train. You know what I mean? I've nearly stayed the same weight my whole career. You know what I mean? But I don't train. You know what I mean? But look, as I say, I don't have to do it in front of people. I do it when I know what I've done. I know if I'm fit enough. I know if I've done the work. I know if I go run on the gym, or if I know if I run the back roads and stuff. I know what I've done. I don't need to prove what I've done. And look, at the end of the day, people can say whatever they want, but as Johnny said, look, I'm proud of my career. I'm proud that I've done what I've done. And at the end of the day, nobody will take it away from me. So.
So you should be. And it's probably because you do have a bit of a smile and a joke and a laugh.
But don't get me wrong, I take plenty of drink too.
Don't worry about that. You know what? You work hard, you play hard, is what we said at the very, very start.
That's it. And you have to enjoy it. I think if you don't enjoy, if you do all this hard work, you work and you play football, and if you don't enjoy it, if you don't enjoy the times you're running, and so, like, what's the point in doing it? What's the point in life if you're not going to enjoy something? If you're not going to work so hard, if you work so hard to get somewhere and you don't enjoy it, what's the point?
Do you think that's lost in sport now at the top level?
I think it is. With some people, it is. And as you and John alluded earlier on, like, whenever we were going well with Korean, we worked, but we see if we won, we enjoyed ourselves and we enjoyed it. And there was nothing wrong with that there. People's always so easy to criticize, and people's always so easy to put people down and do that you're this wrong and this wrong. But get on with life and worry about yourself. And if you work hard this week at work and you go for a pint after a Friday evening, so what? You deserve it, so go and enjoy yourself. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Don't let anybody else tell you what you're. You know, if you know yourself what you've done, don't worry about it.
Well, that's it. A lot of the joy has gone out, not only in sport, but a lot of joy has gone out in life, and things are just all very...
People take things too seriously, I think, you know.
I think there's another good 20 years in you.
Well, when you come to this management, you have me on here, you know what I mean? I don't know. I could soon change.
I'll tell you what you'll end up. You'll end up like Gary Hamilton, bringing yourself on. Five or ten minutes.
I'll be giving myself a good contract anyway, become a manager.
that's how you do it. Is become a manager, you give yourself a good contract.
Yeah.
You've none to learn. Good man. Well, here, thank you. As I said earlier, thanks for coming on. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you. It's good because, you know, you've done the yards, and it's good to get your take on it. I mean, Johnny, as we said, it's a lot of joy has gone out of it. But one thing he always got from watching Skinner was, you know, he enjoyed watching him, didn't we? Because he gave everything on the field and he enjoyed it off the field, which is a great combination.
Yeah, and he done stuff you weren't expecting. I don't even think Skinner would probably expect to do half the stuff he'd done on the pitch sometimes.
What are you thinking of? Is there anything in particular? Or?
To be fair, the thing that sticks out to me, Skinner, the goal against Dungannon at home, it was about minus 40 degrees that day. But I think the actual pass in the Irish Cup final for Glenavon was it for one of the goals? Was it Braniff's goal?
Outside of the boot.
Aye, that's the thing that I think you used
to. I don't many men can do that now.
That assist was pretty special now, to be fair to
you. Look, it is what it is, but no, I'll say, hey, there's plenty of good times now. But sure, look, we kept going forever, boys, you know. We sure
yeah.
And your penalty and Maribor just straight down the middle.
Boy, I think I've bluffed it. I just trickled over the line.
Don't mention penalties. Korean and penalties don't go well.
No.
You did take penalties for a while, didn't you?
I didn't take a penalty. I missed a few, but I had always confidence I had to pay. Look, at the end of the day, you have to believe your own ability. And
absolutely.
You know, I always believed my own ability. And look, some of the times it went wrong, but a lot of times it went good. And that's just to say, that's the way it is. If I don't believe in it, who else is going to believe in it?
Absolutely. Well, here, very best of luck. I think it's Sunday week, your final, isn't it? It's against anybody that's a loose end. I think it's Sunday the 29th, 30th, maybe? 29th, Sunday the 30th. I think it's Celtic Park, probably up in Derry. Intermediate Derry final against Drumcern. And of course, you won it last year, so you're the defending champion, Skinner, and you'll not want to give that up easy.
No, hopefully not. No, as luck as I say, looking forward to it. And thanks very much for having me on there. You know, I enjoyed it. I'm sure I'll see you about sometime, you know.
We'll see you. We'll see you someday and we'll get a beer with you upstairs. Johnny, anything you want to add before we go our separate ways there?
I'll see you at Celtic Park on the 30th, Damien.
Very good. You can come up with me. That'll do.
Pretend I know what I'm cracking. We'll have a day out, and then we'll end up in the Glen, up in the bar, up there.
I'll even buy an hour pint, Johnny. Don't worry.
Right, boys, it's a date. Right.
All right.
Well, here, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody that listens to the podcast. Thanks again to the Lodge Hotel. Don't forget, the coffee bar open every morning. Always a good place to go if you need to go and meet somebody for a coffee and a chat. And until next week, we will look to see if we can continue our good form, recent good form, against Ballymena on Saturday. And maybe Skinner will pick up the phone, ring Oran, and see if he is going to be on the bench for Saturday. So you heard it here first. Until next week, take care and come on the Bandsiders.